Today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus with Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and Lily V6, we are going to be talking about the most shocking, like mind-blowing, incredible revelations about your favorite rock and metal superstars. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Sitting next to me today in the co-pilot's chair is the lovely and talented Miss Lily V6.
What's up?
Yeah, and, you know, that's pretty much all I got to say.
That's all we got. Well, bye.
See you later. Thanks for hanging out. You know, there are, over the years, there have been crazy revelations in, you know, from your favorite rockers and metalheads that you went, oh my God, who'd have thunk that was going to happen? So tonight we're going to be talking probably about 10 or so of some of our favorite ones. Some of the, and we want you guys to chime in as well. So click there in the comments if you're watching live. If you're not watching live, ha ha ha, you missed it. So that's what we're all about here. You guys give us some of your ideas as well, and we're going to be doing some shout-outs at you guys for it. So revelations, crazy stuff that you get like, oh, my God, I can't believe that guy did that, or I didn't know that that girl was all about that and doing this the whole time in rock and metal. I didn't know who she was. So that is the gist of what we're doing tonight. It's a little weird, a little different, but we try to mix it up. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. .com. Check it out. Check back off and lots of cool stuff there. I really should just mention right off the top is we have a little deeper level where you can get involved with us, and that is at LouLombardiRocks.com, where you get access to tons of exclusive content. First of all, I'm always in there doing different videos, the guitar stuff, showing you guys different riffs, things like that. As well as you get the offers for merchandise and cool things like that. But it's also a great community. There's tons of people posting like amazing rock content. And guess what? There's no politics. There's no infighting. Ooh. There's no backbiting. There's no flaming. It's just really awesome people who are really excited about music and really excited about the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus and what we're doing. Just chiming in and having a good time getting to know each other. I guarantee you'll make some cool friends in there. You go to LouLombardiRocks.com. Last shout out to Rock Rage Radio for being an affiliate here and getting the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus out to absolutely millions of people. We love you guys. We're proud to be a part of the Rock Rage Radio family. Lily V6, as I mentioned earlier, is my co-host, co-pilot. Lily, what would you like to tell the kids at home today?
Oh, I would love to tell everybody that I was let go from my job today. I'm not going to name where it is just yet, but
it wasn't from here.
It was not from here. It was from my day job where I'm not Lily V6. But I was very unceremoniously told to F off at 10 o'clock this morning. They were not going to even tell me that I was let go unless I asked them, because I couldn't get into my computer this morning. They were just going to let me come in tomorrow and see that I couldn't get in the building and then say, oh, yeah, you're not here anymore. So I'm a little mad about it. So today at work, I kind of just watched TV, and they all saw it. I watched TV, I updated my resume. So that's what I did for my full day. And basically, if you want to hear the whole story, because I will be telling it on Thursday on Hot Licks with Lily 6, and I will be naming the company on that show. So if you guys want to go ahead and know all the things, just listen in on Thursday night.
We might get into that a little bit later on.
On the after show. Yeah,
and
I'll tell the whole story.
Again, go to LouLombardiRocks.com. That'll get you direct access to one of the things you get is the after show, where we get a little bit more crazy than we do here, and Lily will tell
I will
all.
Elaborate. Also, I did get to go see Sebastian Bach in Waterloo, New York on Saturday. It was awesome. He sounded great. Very upbeat. Didn't try to kick anybody with the camera. So it was very fun. So they did.
How's he sound?
Perfect. He sounded perfect. Wonderful. There's some live video. One live video on my Facebook because I could not get that thing to go live.
Yeah, I know.
Because there were too many people. But I do have some video that I took there that are posted to my page. So,
well, speaking of Sebastian Bach, before we get... Yeah, I know you guys are chomping at the bit to get into tonight's topic. We're going to get into it. We do a little intro here, and I'm going to play a song. We're going to play the band Lane here in a second. Ooh. But I wanted to mention, you mentioned Sebastian Bach. I am putting together, and I'll just give you guys a preview. This is, you'll get this, and you get to do it live with me if you go to LouLombardiRocks.com. I'm putting together a sort of tribute homage to the song Hot for Teacher by Van Halen. And if I play the song on the show, it will get blocked. So I can't do this. So I was using YouTube to look for covers of that song, so that, because if I play a cover of it by another band,
then
I don't have a problem. And as I did it, you'll never guess who I came across doing the song. It was the Steve Stevens Band. You know Steve Stevens,
yeah.
is guitar
yeah.
player, famously from Billy Idol.
Yeah.
And you know who his singer is?
Who?
Sebastian Bach.
Really?
Sebastian Bach is the singer. Anton Figg is the drummer. From the David Letterman band.
Oh, yeah.
And the, all the other... Actually, there's another guitar player in the band, and the bass player. I apologize. I should be spanked, Lily. Just kidding. I forget the bass player and the other guitar player's names right off the top of my head, but you guys can... I will... maybe I'll share that video with you guys in the inner circle at some point. But it was just ironic. You were talking about Sebastian Bach. Like, Lily was seeing Sebastian Bach this weekend, and I ran across that, and it's just like somebody's cell phone... So it's not like great audio,
right.
You know what I mean? So I wouldn't be able to use it on for what I was going to do with it, but it's just kind of interesting to look at. So anyways, we're going to be talking about the great rock and metal revelations here in a second, but first we're going to play an awesome band that I discovered, and I discovered these guys through my inner circle. Sean Lane is actually a member of the group, and he's like, would you mind listening to my band, dude? And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, you're freaking awesome. It's absolutely killer. They're called Lane. This is Circumstance on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Setbacks in which a man accepts his fate. I remain brave, undignified, unselfish, and true to myself and my beliefs. This is my statement to you.
That's some very nice boys who call themselves Lane. L period A period Y period N period E period. Lane, Sean Lane and his buoys. Great freaking track. I love the sort of like, I don't know, big fat kind of like alternative metal sort of sound. I hate to say new metal because it kind of has a bad rap because of one band.
Well, that band should just go away.
That band kind of gave new metal a kind of bad name. But I think Lane does that sound very, very well.
I think they take it beyond a little.
Yeah, and there's a lot of passion, and the vocals are absolutely killer. You want to go to LaneNation.com to absorb and ingest and digest and consume all things Lane. You must consume Lane.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I had a little thing there, but I'm getting a little better now. I'm drinking a little Knob Creek.
Knob.
And you can't find freaking
White Claw
anywhere.
That's because it's like a shortage in the country.
There's a White Claw shortage.
It's because all the basic white bitches drink it.
White bitches. White bitch. It's gonna drink. They're gonna
rename
it. That's
a great band name.
Maybe. And I gotta get you. We're getting you a logo this week.
Yes, you need to. Because Josh needs that.
Josh, which Josh is it? Is that Pod Rat?
No, Montadora.
Oh, Montadora.
He's the one who booked the gig for you.
He booked the gig for me. He was a very nice man, and I like him very much. Okay, so we are talking about some shocking rock and roll revelations tonight on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circuit. I should do the entire podcast like this.
You're going to get tired if you do that.
I know I'm going to get tired, but I'm loving it, Lily V6.
We have Raven.
I'm on fire tonight.
We have Raven and Chris on, by the
Raven!
Way.
Raven! Oh, wait, Chris, we got Chris. Hold on. You want to go to Wolf's Customs, and that is wolfscustoms.online, and you want to take your electric guitar or electric bass, send it out to Chris Thunderwolf Dodson, and have him do a sweet-ass custom paint job. You know, you want to get on stage with a freaking guitar that looks like every other guitar player's guitar? Or what are you, like,
or
some
do you
kind
want
of
a signature?
Are you some kind of freaking moron?
Yes.
You're a loser if you do that crap.
OMG.
You go to wolfscustoms.online and he'll hook you up. I know Chris Thunder. I will vouch for Chris Thunderwolf Dodson personally. If you don't like it, you can come talk to me about it.
You
all
can
right?
go straight to hell.
You can go straight to hell. You can shuck my big black. So anyways, but yeah, wolfscustoms.online. Check them out. All right. Now we have Lily V6 in the house. Lily is our resident rock and roll, heavy metal historian. She knows everything.
Okay.
She really does.
I'd like
everything.
To think I do.
No, I'm just kidding. We miss Keith the Hawk Hawkins, and we're hoping at some point we can get him back in as well, but Keith is very knowledgeable. We're doing a show on the fastest drummers, so maybe we can tease the Hawk back in for that one soon. So, what do you got, Lily? We're talking about crazy rock revelations. We went back. We talked a little bit on Facebook this week about what I was thinking some of them might be. But I know that you came up with ones way better than mine.
I included a couple of the ones that you mentioned. Okay. But that the link that you shared, I found a couple fun ones on there. So
I like fun. Fun's
good. So I think maybe not everybody knows these ones. So
we love them.
We like info, right?
Info.
So the one I'm going to say first is Ozzy Osbourne lost a cocaine snorting competition to David Lee Roth.
What?
Right?
What you talking about with us?
So these are the two names you think of in rock, Osbourne and Roth. Both have made careers out of their excess partying. In 1978, when Sabbath invited Van Halen to open for them, there was like plenty of downtime. So the two frontmen decided to have a little friendly competition. Sounds like a fun one. The night before the tour stopped in Nashville, the two decided to stay up until 9 in the morning doing blow to see which one of them would face plant first. Sounds like something they would
that
do.
That sounds like
sounds
something.
Like a good time.
That
not
sounds
always.
Like something out of a Chris Farley movie, but go ahead.
Roth had some huge balls, I think, to challenge Ozzy to a competition involving drugs without dying in the process. Because Ozzy, as you all know, that's how he's living because he's filled with drugs.
That's his secret, huh?
I think so. Somehow they both made it to the airport to go to Nashville. They checked into the hotel. Later on, when it was time to do sound check, Ozzy didn't show up. People thought Ozzy was kidnapped or dead. This is what the news was saying. They thought he was kidnapped or dead because they couldn't find him.
Not dead now.
Basically, he was just in someone else's hotel room. He fell asleep. He ended up, he ended up going to the wrong hotel room. He realized it and went back to his room, and that's where the authorities found him. So David Lee Roth won that contest of snorting blow against
Wow.
Ozzy.
So David Lee Roth out-snorted
Ozzy Osbourne. Crazy.
That's insane. Well, to be fair, Ozzy was probably a few years older than
me. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure. But he was like an old hand at it. It should be a thing. It's like riding a bike, right? Like you just do
I want to give
it.
A shout out to some friends, to Bill Damiano and John Razzo. Bill says that he's building a Lego robot with his son.
Oh, that's fun.
So hopefully, chime in, Bill, when you get a chance. And John Razzo says, cooking chicken on the grill and vodka and juice. Good for you, Johnny Razzo.
Can I come over and build Lego robots?
If you need a great plumber, you want to contact John Razzo. He's a great plumber. And Bill Damiano has a great podcast as well. So we are live tonight. I'm going to kind of jump around my different. Somebody told me, Eric Anthony contacted me last week, and he said that, because we are on different, I'm sending this to different feeds, that
he some watches peop- it on.
Well, yes, some people are feeling ignored because we're not acknowledging them.
Oh, I see.
And so I'm kind of going to try to jump around a little bit to my different feeds to make sure everybody is satisfied. Todd Gain, Dino Raylos. Dino is speaking of great guitar. Dino and I, both in college, this is hilarious. You saw those pictures of me with the long hair?
Yes. Oh, my God, that was crazy.
Dino and I both had long, curly hair just like that. We're both shaved head now.
I loved it.
But Dino's a bad MF-er on guitar. I freaking just love his guitar playing. Great with the sort of neoclassical thing. Eric Anthony, Todd Kane, Dino Raylos, thank you guys for watching, hanging out. We love all y'all. All y'all.
All y'all. Thanks, Eric. Yes, they gave me the X. Gave it to me good. In a bad way.
Give it to me good in a bad way. Ooh, that sounds kinky.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so we have Ozzy, or David Lee, out-snorting
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne. That's
Prince of freaking
that's
darkness
insane,
since we're keeping it clean.
Just like, what the hell's wrong with people? Oh, yeah, real quick, guys, if you're watching live, you guys on Rock Rage Radio, shame on you, you're not watching live, you should be hanging out with us live. But if you're wherever you're watching live, hit the share button. Okay, share it with your friends and pals, whatever you like. If you're a Twitter person, if you're a YouTuber, whatever, wherever. Just get it out there because we want to get the word out about great rock that you probably don't know about. Like bands like Lane. We have 3 minutes to live coming up in a little bit. We've got Lady Beast coming up in
great.
A few minutes. So that's why. It's really important. Anyway, so what do you got next on your list?
So I'm going to go with one that everybody will know. Rob Halford is gay? ? So
what? No.
Rob Halford, the kick ass in
get
your face,
out of time.
Lead singer and songwriter.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I know Seinfeld's right.
Best known for fronting heavy metal band Judas Priest. If you live under a rock, Powerful for his wide-ranging vocals, trademark leather studs image. So leather studs, so young boys who were into metal love that.
Leather boys. I think a lot of people in England weren't nearly as shocked as people in America.
That's legit.
I think people in America were like, oh, my God. But people in London were probably like, this come cool. on, it's the whole leather scene right. like we all know, you know. But go ahead.
Anyway, in 1998, during an interview with MTV, Halford publicly revealed his homosexuality. Broke down in tears.
Well, I'm sorry, say it again. What year was it?
1998.
98, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't like super long ago.
We have a totally different climate nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's knee-jerk. Everybody's so politically correct. Social justice warriors, like, coming out your ears. So you guys got to put yourself in space and time. At that time, it's not that gay was, like, because we knew there were gay
people. We
knew George Michael was gay.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it was all,
but this is a Freddie metal Mercury, god.
But this was a metal thing. And so I think that
It's more of a shock.
It was more of a shock. But I think also Rob did something very cool by kind of, like, saying, like, you can be metal and tough and in your face, and being gay, like, it's irrelevant. I'm like,
it's
just
not
like
a thing.
And you know how people kind of like want a stereotype. I don't like the word, I don't like words like racist or stuff like that. It's just stereotyping. It's just like you put people in a box in your brain only because it's like a cultural thing and you're not thinking too much. We don't all sit around all day, like, worrying about it. We're living our busy lives, and your mind puts things into categories just so you can move through the world. All right, so this helped people to sort of help metalheads and sort of like broaden their horizons a little bit. So at the time in 98, it was a little
for the type of music it was.
Yeah,
a little,
for the type of music and for the era, it was a little upfront. Nowadays,
like,
it would be like and your
okay.
point is what? Yeah,
what do you? Who cares?
Right,
basically.
Right. Exactly. Are there any other? I hope this isn't on your list. Do you know about Doug Pinnick?
I don't have him on my list.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Because I've, and I don't know this, but I've heard that he has come out.
Really?
As a gay.
Again, though, like,
gay
now
bad?
It's like,
whatever. Like, I heard the gays, like, not the word they like. I don't know.
Homosexual.
Whatever.
Is that correct? Well, somebody correct us. We don't know.
DJ P Nice, don't play nice when it comes to politically correct.
All right. Anyway, he came out during a MTV interview publicly. He describes himself as the stately homo of heavy metal. He was actually worried that he would lose a fan base after he came out. However, he received amazing support from his bandmates and fans alike, most of which I read about this. Everybody said they already kind of knew. So it was like, well, we know. It's cool. Whatever.
I think that probably people in the industry who were like touring with them, probably once they got to know them. You figure if you're a band, like, in front of my understanding, he's a cool dude. Probably wasn't, like, real aloof with opening acts. So probably bullshitted
right.
with everybody. And it probably, people that hung out with him probably weren't, like, all that, like, oh, yeah, I kind of figured that. Or, you know, we sort of saw that when we were touring with them or whatever.
So, I think
a lot of fans were a little late to the party. Or maybe I think, what I really think, is that crowd that listens to the big rock station here in Pittsburgh, who I will not plug. I think that crowd was in denial, quite frankly.
Not our metal guy.
No, not Rob, please. And I want to throw in, since you're mentioning Rob Halford, who is one of my heroes.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, him and Dio are like vocally just blow my
Bruce.
Mind. But
Dickinson.
Bruce. But oh, that's my train of thought.
Sorry, I just distracted you with Bruce.
Oh, what I was going to say is, like, this is sort of in the movie Rockstar.
I love that movie. Yeah.
This is sort of explored a little wee bit with the singer for, what's the band called? Steel Dragon. And it turns out that their singer turns out to be gay as well. And he goes off and he leaves the band. It's portrayed, Steel Dragon is not supposed to be Judas Priest, but there's a kind of, you know, small town kid replaces big time rock singer. Ripper Owens comes in after Rob Halford and Priest.
It's,
you know,
sort of the
it's a little bit
scheme.
Of a nod to that. I sort of felt that the way they portrayed the gay guy in that, the singer in that film, is a little bit unfair. If in your mind you're thinking it's Rob Halford, because I couldn't imagine Rob marching off in a hissy fit. Like,
I kind of feel like he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I thought it was a little, you know. But in any case, it was definitely a sort of like, wink and nudge to that situation. So Rob Halford comes out in 1998, tells the whole world, and, you know, talk about heavy metal brass frickin' balls, right? Right out there. There we go. So what do you got next? Let's do one more before we play the next band, 3 Minutes to Live.
So this one's kind of an interesting one, and I don't normally like to talk about 90s grunge rock at all because it's not my thing, but Nirvana. Someone, and I say moron, paid $22,000 for a paper plate that Kurt Cobain wrote on. Do you want me to?
Wow.
Yeah. this is a case in point for someone who has, like, too much money and doesn't know what to do with it. Recently, there was a massive...
Give it to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Right, we'll take it.
We have a Patreon.
There was a massive...
I could take $22,000. I could do something with that.
I mean, I could do a lot of things right now since I don't have a job. There was a massive auction of rare items relating to the late Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain by Julian's Auctions. According to sellers, Cobain had eaten pizza off of this plate then wrote the set list for the evening show on it.
Well, wait a minute. If there's a set, I didn't realize there was a set list on it.
Just listen.
Go ahead.
It's cool, but is it $22,000 cool? Is it really?
If you're a Nirvana fan, it is.
No, it's not. But not sure if he's watching down on the person who bought it and laughing or shaking his head at this point because,
he's watching,
you know,
down?
Well, he might be looking up. I don't know. Since he killed himself or whatever.
I'm kidding. That's a joke. But the joke. Don't know. We're going to get mail now.
Oh, good. We need mail. Maybe it'll have money in it. But, like, I think he's... I think he's probably more shaking his head because that's not really, like, what he was about. But
absolutely
anyway.
Not.
The most expensive item sold that day, though, was something cool. It was a cardigan he wore at one of the final photo shoots. It sold for $75,000. But the problem I usually have with this sort of stuff is it authentic? Unless I see them sign it themselves, I ain't going to trust you. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, even Pawn Stars has, like, had people come in with signatures. And you know,
a lot
it's
of them
been,
have been
questionable.
Fake.
Well, fake, but then questionable.
Right.
Some
like,
people say
know.
It's real, so, you know, and it's tough, man. You know, like, it's one thing to try to deduce somebody who's alive.
Let alone dead.
Let alone somebody who's passed away. Let alone somebody, like, because sometimes they bring people, like, with like, oh, this is autographed by, like, John Adams.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, like,
well,
all
how
right.
long was that?
Yeah. It could have been autographed by Sam Adams. Actually, I'd be more into that, actually. Shout out to Eric Anthony. Hello, Lou and Lily. Eric, we love you, brother. I miss you. Get your ass back to Pittsburgh as soon as possible. We need to hang again.
Oh, God.
I've recovered. It's taken me about 3 weeks to recover from our 2 weeks straight of partying. But I'm ready. We'll Uber wherever you like.
Chris Pulaski from Leprosy, the band here in Pittsburgh, said, outstanding shirt, Lily. I know, right?
Chris, you are outstanding.
He is outstanding.
Your whole band
is outstanding.
You're a metal god. Speaking of metal gods, this is a band called 3 Minutes to Live on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That is three Minutes to Live. And this next band is trying to play, and they're not supposed to yet. 3 Minutes to Live, guys. Let me go ahead and give you that website. For one of the things we do here a little different than you're going to hear like on Sirius XM and those places. We really promote the band. So when I played Lane, I said go to LaneNation.com, check them out, buy their stuff. And I'm going to do the same thing with this band. It's one of the things we do here. These guys are awesome. 3MinutesToLive.com. Super simple. It's the number 3MinutesToLive.com. I love that kind of metal. Aggressive, in your face. Not so screamy, though, that like I can't understand
it's
what's
growly.
Happening. It's got enough growl.
Yeah.
So anyways, check out. So we opened with Lane. You go to LaneNation.com, and that was 3 Minutes to Live, 3MinutesToLive.com. Check those guys out. If you like the band, listen, guys, if you like the band, just like get the stuff. There's a T-shirt. There's a hat. There's a stick. Get something.
Patches.
Patches.
Buttons.
Patches. I'm depending on you.
Wow.
So
and there it is.
Anyways, and boom goes the dynamite. And we are talking about like crazy, insane. Whoop! I don't want that button. Rock and metal revelations. We talked about David Lee Roth outsnorting the Ozman himself. Like, who'd thunk it? That's insane. That's madness. We talked about Rob Halford in 1998 literally coming out on. What, he was on MTV, right?
Yeah.
On MTV. And, okay, you young folks out there, you just don't got it.
You don't know the real
because
MTV.
Because there was no internet. There was no, like, I'll just watch it on YouTube tomorrow. No. You were like, MTV told you. Kurt Loder.
Yeah, that guy.
MTV News. He would come on, and he would know what was going on in rock. Great, great VJs. Great interviews. Ricky Rackman.
Yeah, I met him. He's super nice.
Who is the guy that did 120 minutes? I know you're not really into the alternative rock thing, but that show was a heavy set bald dude, and that was a really great show. Introduced
oh,
you to
I know
a
who you mean. I can't remember.
Introduced you to a
name.
Lot of really cool
I know who you mean,
alternative though. Bands. That was just, that's where like The Nation first found out about some of these bands like the Deftones and bands like Alice in Chains, and so they premiered on there. So it's something you guys got to put in history. So 98, it comes out. Halford's like, I am homosexual and I'm still metal and screw you guys. I'm going home. And the third one was
Nirvana's $22,000 paper plate,
yeah.
Sold.
I know that was so like stupid that I forgot about it. But
I thought it was interesting.
If there's a set list on it, you hate Nirvana.
Doesn't matter. I wouldn't buy a paper plate that Nikki Six put his junk on.
I think you would.
No, I wouldn't. Oh. Not for that price.
Wait a minute. Wait, stop.
Not for that price.
You're just being obstinate because you had a rough day, but you know you would.
No, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Yes. Lance, buy her the plate that Nikki Six put his junk on.
Lance is watching. He would never buy me that. I did fight a guy for Sebastian. Well, it wasn't Sebastian Bach's guitar pick. It was his guitarist's guitar pick. I fought some guy for that this weekend and spilled my White Claw all over the damn floor. I was mad about that, but I didn't have to pay for that.
I hate when I spill my White Claw.
Oh, shut it.
My White Chick Claw.
Bill Damiano. I used to watch MTV with my grandma. That's kind of cool. That's kind of metal.
Anyhow, so what do you got next on the list?
Okay, so this one makes me mad because the first story was actually a revelation and it's a shocking revelation in itself, but this one just kind of trumps it. So we've all heard.
You said Trump.
I said Trump. So we all know the story where Ozzy Osbourne snorts ants with Motley Crue, correct? We all know that story. So former Ozzy Osbourne guitarist calls bullshit on the snorting ants story. We've all seen it, read it in the book The Dirt, saw it in the movie. Not to mention it's on Behind the Music with Motley Crue. If you're not familiar with the story, I don't know what's wrong with you, but when Ozzy was touring with Motley Crue in 1984 in Florida, he snorted a line of ants out at the pool. However, as Lou is making love to his microphone, Jakey Lee is calling shenanigans on it. He said, and I quote, "I was there and I never saw any ants. I was right there. He snorted a spider. There was not a effing trail of ants there. Tommy says it. Nikki says it. Ozzy says it. They were effed up. I was not. I was just trying to get an effing suntan. That's all I was doing. I'm being nice because I'm not saying the F word since people are watching. They were getting effed up. Ozzy snorted a little tiny stupid spider that was crawling across the ground. There were no ants.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know what you're writing. There were no effing ants. I don't care what the other guys say. There were no ants. So if this is true, I'm kind of disappointed at the fact that Ozzy didn't snort any ants, but I would almost have to believe the sober guy over the others, right?
Yeah, Jakey Lee, you were sober. Okay, whatever, dude.
Well, anyway, however, Jakey Lee says that the urine drinking is true. Ozzy and Nikki had a pissing competition. Ozzy pissed himself a lime green puddle, then licked it up. Nikki pissed the puddle and went to lick it up, and Ozzy got there first.
Well, I have read the science on ant snorting.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Please.
And almost everybody says it's BS. I'm sorry.
But
almost everybody, almost everybody says, like,
story.
Almost everybody says it would be like, it would be a trip to the hospital.
I would assume it would be, but like that would be so badass.
You can't do it.
They said he snorted just a little tiny spider and that was it.
Maybe he snorted a little, you know, even that.
But the pee drinking was the thing.
Where does the sinus go?
Down to
your lungs.
Yeah.
So there's a dead spider.
I mean, that could be legit, though.
Well, they say if you eat fast food, you consume like six spiders a year. Did you know that?
That's great.
you can Google that crap. We're not here to talk about
You'll
that.
You'll poop a lot, too, if you eat a lot of fast food.
So. If you eat a lot of... No, I don't. Oh, man, that's like... Fast food is like, you know...
Is it making you constipated?
I'm like this on the toilet.
No, see, that's what makes
I look like Phil Anselmo. Like in the middle of a set, like when I'm, wow. You know, when if I eat too much fast food, it's all about them veggies and beans. If you eat, let me tell you guys, so I'm losing weight, like constantly. I'm doing a really good job, I'm like losing weight. One of the things I'm doing is I'm following the Tim Ferriss 4-hour body, the slow carb diet, and there's protein, beans, and like salads.
That's like all I eat anyway.
And I feel better. I'm losing weight. I'm just telling you. And you poop really good. Anyways, so that's enough about poop.
Yeah,
so
it kind of made me sad to think that wasn't a true story, though.
I know. So what do you got next?
Steven Tyler. I got a little Steven Tyler from my favorite band, Aerosmith, adopting a groupie.
I know. This is... I did not know about this. Apparently, he tells us in one of the books.
Yeah, it was in Walk This Way.
But I heard it on the Howard Stern show. Howard asked him to elaborate about it. So go ahead.
So in 1975, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith convinced the parents of a 14-year-old groupie, Julia Holcomb, to sign over guardianship to him so she could live with him in Boston. Tyler was 27 at the time, and they dated and did drugs for about 3 years before they broke up after an unplanned pregnancy that resulted in an abortion. Tyler returned Julia to her parents at age 17. Here, I'm done. You can find this information in the book Walk This Way, which I have read many times. But her name in the book was not Julia Holcomb. It was Diane Hall, so they could protect her identity and everything. He said that this actually devastated him after it happened, and it actually still haunts him to this day. He was in the room, and he just was freaking out when it happened and kind of regretted it. But then he ended up with B.B. Buell and had Liv Tyler. So.
And what's kind of interesting about that is Liv did not, they didn't really want her to know because her mother ended up being with, oh my God, his name just went on. He's uber famous. He's a mega songwriter and producer, Todd Rundgren. And Todd was very good to her. Todd raised her like that was his daughter.
Yeah.
And she loves Todd to this day. She's very grateful that Todd was in her life. She's not very. It was hard when with her real dad. Like it was a kind of, you know, she wasn't happy about the situation. She was like, "You're a dick."
She confronted him or her mother because she said, "I look just like this guy." So
I know this is like if Steven Tyler was a woman, he might be a woman. Did you see the picture?
I've seen all the
Liv Tyler with her mother.
Yeah, or grandma. Tell her to get her titty back in. I know. He does look like very feminine now. It's kind of sad. But I mean, yeah. So she saw, you know, video and posters of him and it's like, "Mom, is this my dad?" So there's that. But yeah. You writing all the things, though?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I lost track for a minute, so we'll have to fill in the blanks a little bit later, but that's I'm fine. Trying to catch up. And that was Steven
Tyler. Steven Tyler adopting a 14-year-old groupie. That's sick. Like, what could you possibly want with a 14-year-old girl? Has she even had her period yet?
Have you ever heard of a guy named Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah, I know.
That He's was a shock. Is that on your list?
It's not on my list.
Well, let's talk about it, okay. Because this is like goes directly into this. It's Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, the sort of like, Jerry Lee Lewis was to the piano what Chuck Berry was to the guitar in early rock and roll, okay? Just like played the piano in ways that nobody thought of playing the piano. What amazing stage presence. Pushed the piano around, jumped on the piano, lit the piano on fire. Like everything that Elton John and Billy Joel wish they could have come up with, Jerry Lee Lewis did it 30 years before. Just blew audiences away. He was poised to really become, to almost outdo Elvis. Maybe. That could have happened. However, what happened was he had married, and in the movie it's Winona Ryder.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it wasn't Winona Ryder. He had married a cousin, and they tried to play it off that she was 16 years old, and in the South, that was age of consent, blah, 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 blah. Well, he got to England on a tour.
They had to lie.
And it became an issue.
It was a thing.
The press dug into it. They researched it and found out she was 13 years old.
And she looked older, though. But yeah.
She looked a little bit older, but it just, I mean.
They did not enjoy that.
People were really turned off. It's really odd. 16 was okay, but that 3-year difference.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a, you know. And so, and it killed his career. Absolutely, that was it. Nobody wanted anything to do with him. In fact, a lot of radio stations didn't want to play him anymore. And it really kind of like, for many, many years, he didn't really recover from that until the 70s, where he kind of like created like a revival kind of thing. And a few years ago, he put out a song with Jimmy Page on guitar.
I don't know.
And
this.
I do not remember the name of the song, and I apologize, guys. I'll try to find it for you later. We can discuss it in the inner circle later. That's actually really cool. He did. This was in the early 2000s.
You're going to tell me that Jerry Lee Lewis couldn't find anybody else in the whole world that he wanted to be with but a 13-year-old cousin? This is it? This is what we have?
I prefer not to think too hard and analyze too far into it.
I kind of feel like
that's just how I want to someday. Well, you know, everybody's a little different. I'm just saying, this is what happened. This is history. This is rock history.
That's why
I say at the beginning of every show, changing rock history. That's what the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus does. We're telling you, we're bringing it to you guys. Sometimes it ain't pretty.
It's definitely not.
Sometimes it's insane. Sometimes it's crazy. Sometimes it's sick. But
like that.
Okay, so Steven Tyler adopts a groupie. I mean, I did not. You've read. You're a huge Steven Tyler fan. You're a giant. So Stu, my buddy. You guys have read the books and everything. But I did not know about that until I heard it on the Howard Stern show.
Oh yeah, I've known
and
that
he
forever.
Ended up. He came back a few times, and Howard explored it deeper on different times. And you talk to Steven Tyler talks about it now, and just. I don't know, man. Like, do you think Steven Tyler's an okay guy, or do you think like he's a bad person?
I think then he was a bad person. I think now he's an okay guy. Like, he says that really still even today bothers him that he even did that. I mean, especially with the abortion, with the baby and everything. You know?
All right, we are running a little low on time.
OS.
Because we're having so much freaking fun. We're going to plow through the rest of them after one more band. This is a band. I love this band's name. This is a band called Lady Beast. The songs the track we're going to play is Vicious Breed. Check them out on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
We'll be right back.
that was an abrupt ending. Let me see. No, no, not that song yet. Sorry. That Lou Lombardi guy, he keeps trying to get his music on my podcast. And I keep telling him, dude, you suck. Quit bringing your freaking, trying to play your freaking music on my podcast. Anyhow, that is a band called Lady Beast, which I, the awesome name. Yeah, that was totally wrong. Ladybeast.bandcamp.com. Open the show with Lane. Go to lanenation.com. Played a little 3 minutes to live. It's been more than 3 minutes. I'm still alive, guys. Sorry. Next time I'll try harder. 3minutestolive.com with a three, number three. And then we had a little Lady Beast. Ladybeast.bandcamp.com. No weird numbers or anything in that one. Okay. All right, guys, we have, what, five more, Lily?
I got, like, five more.
We got, like, five more. So we're going to run them down real quick. We want to jump over to our inner circle. You want to go to LouLombardiRocks.com. We're going to be over there in a couple of minutes talking about, I have one that Lily doesn't have on her list that I've been teasing all week, the whole show for you guys, and you're going to want to check it out. So you go to LouLombardiRocks.com. You're not going to know about it unless you go over there. So, Lily, what do you got? Let's hit down. Let's go down our last five here. It was a little odd show tonight. We were having so much fun because these are crazy. Are these crazy stories?
I love the stories. I learned some things myself.
I know. So. And when we started to put this podcast together, I was like, I was kind of doubting, like, maybe this isn't going to be a good one. But then it turned out to be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Super.
So
fun.
What do you got? So let's go. What's
okay,
the next one?
So
you got?
Super quick. I have Alice Cooper is a born again Christian. Shock rocker Alice Cooper was brought up as a pastor's kid. He came out as Christian. Wow, came out as Christian. That sounds ridiculous.
He came out. Well, no.
He was born.
That's all right. That's about fit.
He became born again Christian after he had a drug and alcohol addiction because he thought he was going to die and he thought this was the only way to save himself. But he says there's nothing in Christianity that says I can't be a rock star. So I think he's pretty much proved that point with his crazy stage show.
I tell you what. You know, is Alice the greatest musician ever? No.
No.
But I always thought he was a cool dude.
And he's fun.
And he's on our list for nicest guys as well. Yeah. And he was nice before he became a Christian.
Yeah. Yeah,
it
sure.
Doesn't. It
he
isn't
was
like,
always a nice guy and very
he was
intelligent.
Always like kind of like a laid back kind of dude. And but I was joking around that one of my podcast mentors, my podcast mentor right now, David Hooper, who is about to do something really awesome for me, and I can't talk about it just yet. There's some new stuff coming up. Was telling me, he just casually mentioned to me one time, oh, yeah, Alice is in my wife's Bible study. Alice is a Nashville guy. So that's what happens, I guess.
I wish I was in his Bible study.
But real quick, speaking of mentors, I want to give a shout out to my business mentor for a long time, Becky Auer, known in Pittsburgh as the $6 million woman. Happy birthday, Becky. It's your birthday today. And thank you so much for all the encouragement and inspiration you've given me over the years. I wouldn't be doing this without you. Thank you. All right. So what do you got next?
So up next is Prince.
Prince! He's a prince!
The reason we even have those little tiny warning labels on albums, explicit language, is because of him. Tipper Gore heard her 11-year-old listening to the explicit song Darling Nikki. She founded the Parents Music Resource Center in 1985, which advocated the use of warning labels on records that have language unsuitable for children. And they have what's called the Filthy 15. Prince.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, this is hilarious. This is the first time. I knew the reason why the PMRC was created was because Darling Nikki. Thank you, Prince. Thank you for that. But that's all right. We love Prince. But I did not know about the Filthy 15.
The 15. So this is the 15 songs for the reasons they have that little sticker. So it's Prince's Darling Nikki's number one. Sheena Easton with Sugar Walls. Judas Priest with Eat Me Alive. Vanity with Strap On Robbie Baby. Motley Crue with Bastard. I know, I laugh every time I read that too. AC/DC, let me put my love into you. Twisted Sister, we're not gonna take it. Seems like an innocent enough song, but Madonna's Dress You Up also seems sort of innocent.
Dress you up in my love. What is wrong with that?
Wasp, Animal, F Like a Beast. We're not gonna say the whole thing. Def Leppard's High and Dry, Merciful Fate's Into the Coven, Black Sabbath's Trash.
If you're high, does that mean your thing is your scotch is dry? Oh, that's
drug and
the
alcohol
show.
Use.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Lord, I apologize.
Mary Jane Girls in My House, Venom's
in
Possessed.
My blouse.
and Cyndi Lauper's She Bop for
a wee bop.
All the bad things
I
she does.
I think that
there.
Song has a kick-ass riff.
It's and super catchy.
I can't believe that like a heavy band hasn't like
done that.
Done.
I bet you they have. We'll have to look that up.
Zosa. I'm just saying.
Girl.
It might be like your breakout. It might get you like out there. You know what I'm saying? We love Reign of Z. Reign of Z is like right.
Oh, she.
I mean, like
that whole band. You know, is fantastic. You know, I love them.
I don't know where like you, where everybody them. Lives, but sometimes when you hear a local band, you go like they're great, but they have that local flavor. Reign of Z sounds like a national act.
They
we play them a lot on the show.
Are often on the
Why
top
am
of my
I going
list
off
for
of that? I don't know. I'm
you just
I'm,
like to talk.
I know, and I want to be their guitar player. But okay, so what do you got? So that's our top five. We're moving on now.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, you got one more?
I got more.
Oh, you got a couple more.
So. I got three more. I'll do it real quick. Guns N' Roses, they almost died before being signed, involved in a serious accident when they returned to LA after their first tour. The whole band were in a Toyota Celica. First fucking mistake. Effing mistake. When another car drove into the side of them at a junction, leaving drummer Steven Adler with a broken ankle. David Bowie, his alter ego turned him insane during the times of Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, but see, this is what I was saying. Like, me and Jared Grease got... Jared's a former student of mine. And I respect Jared. Jared's a great dude. He's a great musician. He and I got in a little disagreement this week about rock. And this is an example of, in my opinion, Bowie's best era in a lot
is
of
the
people,
Ziggy
is
Stardust.
A Ziggy era. You got to go over the edge, man. Like, you got to let it take you over. And sometimes that means you drink too much. Sometimes that means you screw too much. Sometimes that means you shoot
Guys
too
and
much
girls
smack
in his
into
case.
Your vein. Sometimes, like, it means, like, you lose your mind. You go crazy. But that's what rock and roll has always been about. And that's why when kids saw Elvis the Pelvis on stage wiggling that leg, that's what drove them insane.
Right.
So you got to have that element to order. It ain't rock and roll, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
What do you got next?
Well, during the times of that time, he became that character and sort of lost his mind. And the last...
Yeah, he was like... He became kind of obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And it's why he never really revisited
no,
it.
No, he
it,
won't.
Like
or he
professionally,
wouldn't.
You know.
Well, he that now, but now, he now. Wouldn't. Bon Jovi.
He real day.
He might be Ziggy Stardust in heaven. Bon Jovi could have had an awful band name. They were originally going to go with Johnny Electric, which would have never stood as the test of time as a band. So a
friend at least they didn't call themselves Johnny Anal.
Thank God. A friend suggested they go the route of Van Halen and name the band after a member, and Bon Jovi was dubbed. Thank
bon
goodness.
Bon Jovi!
Thank goodness for friends, because otherwise you'd be Johnny freaking Electric, and I can't deal. It sounds like an appliance.
Yeah, any other thing would have been a mistake. And John became an icon.
Oh, yeah, for
of
sure.
Music.
Even though
like,
I'm not a
whether
huge
you
fan.
Like, all right, it's silly, fun rock, pop stuff, whatever. You know, okay, you can, like, be on your freaking high horse. Like, it's not metal.
They're too pretty.
But it was highly influential. They wrote some great songs in the sort of same way that Journey and those type of bands... You know, did like the great guitar-driven kind of pop music.
And they
right?
are attractive gentlemen. So.
And it doesn't hurt. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. We are heading over to our inner circle here in a second. I promise this time. We had to re-record something here. Whoops! At least I caught it now, thank God. So you go to loulombardirocks.com. Lily is right now is going to tell you about what she has her show and what's coming up, so you can check that out. So go ahead.
Okay, so my show is Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern on Rock Ridge Radio. Download the free app or go right to the website, rockridgeradio.com. And I'm also guest bartending at the Subalpine on October 12th for the show, the Hell's Bells show, female friendly bands. Wow, I can't even handle you right now. So come and bring all of your money That's to me happening. Because I am jobless right now.
Give all your money to Lily.
I promise it'll be very, I'll dress risque and, you know, boobs out and all that stuff.
Two words for you, Lily. Findom. You know what that is?
Yes.
We'll talk about that on the after show. Anyways, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. LudiniRocks.com. Go there. And guys, just trust me. Click the link. Go there. We have an awesome time. It's a great community of people. This crazy guy keeps asking me to play his song. So I'm going to play it, but I reserve it for the end. So if you don't want to listen, you don't have to. But this is Lou Lombardi. Where have all the Acid Queens gone? Gonna have a couple more single, at least one more single out by the end of the year, I promise. But in the meantime, enjoy this one. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. Special thanks to my great friend and co-host, Lily V6. And I want to give a shout out real quick to Keith the Hawk Hawkins. We really miss you, brother. Wish you could come back. Hope that things are going good for you, but it'd be awesome to have you back at some point. Have a great night. Have a great week, guys. Keep rocking. If you love great guitar-driven rock, you want to hear it all week long, go to Rock Rage Radio. And you could just put the app on your phone, and you could rock the F out all day and all night. Have a great one, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
My